Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Love of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
James 4. Verse 4, he said, you, actually the most Bibles just say adulteresses, and that would be applicable because he is the bridegroom and we are the bride of Christ. But here he says, adulteresses, know you not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Friendship here means fondness. Fond of. The fondness of the world, and that would be the ungodly things, is enmity or hatred with God. Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Man, that's strong language, isn't it? Enemy of God? If you're the friend of the world, you're the enemy of God. Do you think that the Scripture says in vain, the Spirit that dwells in us lusteth to envy? He gives more grace. He says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. Draw near to God, and he'll draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Now, here's the thing. The ungodly don't want God. They don't want God in their life. They don't want to be bothered with commandments. They don't want to be bothered with the concepts of obedience or faith. Leave me alone. Have you ever tried to witness to somebody sometimes and they leave me alone? Don't want to hear it? Then they are what? Ungodly. No God in their life. They don't want God in their life. Is that a problem? That's as big as it gets. Problem. That's how you go to hell. Right? And that wouldn't mean that God sent you to hell. It meant that you refused His salvation. You don't want Him. You don't want Him in your life. Well, if people are that way, and they don't want God, and you understand, he said the friendship of the world is hatred or enmity against God. It's not, there's no such thing as somebody that's in the world and they don't want God, but they're just doing their own thing. They're not serving the devil, but they're not serving God. They're just doing their own thing. There is no human in the planet like that. You're going to serve somebody. If they're not serving God, what are they doing? They may be totally ignorant of it, but they are serving the devil. Right? That's the only other way to go. Well, if they don't want God and they're not serving God, then they're serving the devil, then they are God's enemies. Is that right? Yeah. And all the things they come up with and all the things that they do are things that are at enmity or hatred with God. If we love their ungodly stuff, we're loving the works of our enemies. Yeah. I mean, of God's enemies. Right. How can we love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength and love His enemies? Yeah. Love those that hate Him. Love those that despise Him. Love those that mock Him. You can't. I said you can't. So there are choices, aren't there? There are choices. Go with me to another opening. Go to 2 Timothy. Are y'all believing with me this morning? For utterance. We're not out to condemn anybody for anything. We do want you to understand what the Bible says. That love for God means you don't love the ungodly things that's in the world. Right? You can't. He said it like this. He said, if you love the world, the love of the Father is not in you. Man, that's a strong statement. He said, if you love the world, you're an adulteress. We've been married to the Lord, haven't we? We're supposed to be faithful to Him. Right? Will we be tempted to unfaithfulness? Yes. Yes, we will be tempted. Do we have to yield to it? No, we don't. But we will be tempted. 2 Timothy 4 and verse 10. Demas has forsaken me. This is a man, obviously, that was helping Paul in the ministry. But Demas left him, forsook him. Why? Why did he leave the ministry? Why did he leave Paul and company? Having loved this present world, and is departed into Thessalonica, Crescens to Galatia, Titus unto Dalmatia, only Luke is with me. You know, we've seen it in the few years that we've been in the ministry. We've had people help us before that love God, but as time went by, they got cold and got to longing for things that are in the world and looking at them. Ungodliness. And this man, how many believe that Paul's an anointed man? Does he have revelation? I mean, they see signs and miracles and wonders in Paul's ministry. And Demas is around this and hooked up with us. How could he get to the place where he gets to wanting something in the world more than he wants to stay in the ministry with Paul? But that's not the biggest thing. In making that decision, he has shown, I love this more than I love God. And he chose. Now, friend, you can do that. I don't care how long you've walked with God. You can choose to follow something else. You're a fool if you do. But you can. How many understand, no matter what kind of pretty picture the devil paints of things in the world and ungodliness, there's nothing there but death. Amen. Nothing there but destruction. How many understand that no temporary physical pleasure is worth you forfeiting your relationship with God? Amen. None. Now, you know, let's just come back to this, married people, because this is the illustration he's using. In fact, I should have read it to you, but just go back to 2 Corinthians, the 11th chapter. 2 Corinthians 11. He said, verse 2, 2 Corinthians 11, verse 2, I am jealous over you with godly jealousy. 2 Corinthians 11, 2. For I have espoused to you one husband that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. I fear lest by any means as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, his craftiness, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. This is the same language that we read in James about being an adulteress. He said, I'm jealous over you with a godly jealousy. Does God get jealous? Yes. Yes, He does. If you study the Scripture, you'll find it's one of His names. Jealous with a capital J. Go back and study it. You'll see what I'm talking about. But it's not an unreasonable jealousy. Hmm? Let's take a husband and wife. I mean, a man that can't stand for anybody else to even look at his wife, can't stand for his wife to go anywhere without him, has to know every detail of everything that she ever says or does, that's an unreasonable jealousy. Did you hear me? Nobody owns another human being. Did you hear? Well, that's my wife. Well, you don't own her. And if she wants to cheat, she will. Hmm? If he wants to cheat, if your husband wants to cheat, he'll find a way. I don't care how much you try to watch them and how much you try to do, they can find a way. And you'll just wear yourself out trying to follow them and listen, and that just means you are insecure. Hmm? But what if they do? What if they run off and leave me? Well, I didn't say it'd be easy, but God will give you a better one. Amen. Did you hear me?
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Hmm. I said, well, that's tough. Hey. It's a fact. But here's the point. If they say, well, you know, I love you, but I love my mistress too. Ladies, wives, would that be okay?
No.
Your husband says, I love you. I do. I love you with all my heart. But I love my mistress too. How does that work, ladies?
No.
Huh? Can that work?
No.
If they're going to pursue this other woman, then they don't love you. I don't care what they say. Don't believe it. Don't listen to it. If they loved you, then they wouldn't hurt you. They'd control their desires. They'd control themselves. And they wouldn't hurt you. Love does no ill to its neighbor, whoever it's close to, whoever it's nearby. Now, if you've made mistakes in the past and you've asked God to forgive you, He's forgiven you. We're not talking about the past. But we're talking about today. And we're talking about tomorrow. Nobody has to cheat.
Amen.
I said, Brother Keith, I'm just a man. I'm just a man. Now you're just a weakling. I don't care if you're 300 pounds of muscle. If every time you see a female, you have to run after and pursue her, you're weak.
Amen.
Weak.
Amen.
Any man, any woman can have desires. Any man, any woman can have thoughts come. Any man, any woman can be tempted. But you know what will keep you from hurting other people? Your love for God.
Right.
Huh? And your love for them. If it's strong enough, it's stronger than your desire.
Amen.
Did you hear me?
Yes.
And if you say, well, I love you, I do. I love you, God, I do. But I love going to them wild parties too, man. I love a different woman every night. And I love getting high. But I love you.
No, you don't.
No, you don't. You're kidding yourself. You don't. You love yourself. And you love satisfying your desires. And you love you above everything and everybody. I mean, how else can it be that a man, he doesn't care. He'll betray confidence with his employees, his customers, break his covenant vows, throw his kids into disarray because he's got to satisfy a physical urge. That means he loves himself more than anybody else.
Amen.
Or anything. It's self-love. But if you love God and you love your family, you'll control yourself to keep from hurting them.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Love of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 5th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.